Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, look at that. It's another fine Monday morning. Hello, Zoo Files. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach. Welcome you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. Across the table from me, I am very excited. This is going to be a very fun day because there are two people across the table from me I respect tremendously. And I'm very excited to do today's show. From Everybody Is Awful, it is our good friend Jim Florentine.
How you doing, Zach?
How you doing, brother?
It's good to be back.
Thank you for being here, man.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
And next to him, a long time, glad to have him back, an energy unmatchable.
Yeah.
It's Gino Bisconte.
Hey, thanks for having me. And congrats, like, I'm telling you, like, I always love doing this show with you and the rattlesnake, but you're having fun with this. It's great. It's a fun watch, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's my own little silly thing.
I'll bring that to a screeching halt.
No, I appreciate it. That's very kind of you.
This is the only place that Gino's not banned from.
So. I'm not really banned from anyone.
It's his last hurrah.
I think it's my act.
He's not banned. He's just genuinely unwelcome.
Yes. Wait a minute. That's worse, right?
But let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Bisconte, what do you want people to check out?
I will be at Villa Roma at Chrissy Mayer's Content Hotel with a whole bunch of people. Dave Landau will be there. Anthony Cumia will be there. It's the first weekend in September. It's the perfect way to end your summer. And then the following week, I'll be at a Sad Man in Boca. How fun is that? I think Chad's coming out. Gonna have some drinks, kick it old school. Sad Man Comedy Club, Boca, 12th and 13th this September.
Very cool. Please check that out and support Gino on the road. Mr. Florentine?
Check out my new comedy special on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JimFlorentineComedy, called You Can't Please Them All.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. I'm going on tour this week. I will be in Nashville, Tennessee on the 28th. Pulaski, Tennessee on the 29th, Miamisburg, Ohio on the 30th, and Lexington on the 31st, all with my good buddy Jay Wall. And then I've got dates coming up the end of September. It looks like me and Zach Holmes from Jackass are going to do some co-headlining.
Nice.
And I'm very excited about it. It'll be comedy and stunts and a bunch of dumb shit. If you love the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, the new Gas Digital. Just relaunched the site. Use that promo code ZOO. ZOO, you get money off your subscription every month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows, as well as the live chat and the satisfaction of knowing you support a sweet little boy like me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep it in the theme of the show. Believe it or not, gentlemen, another fight has broken out on a Carnival Cruise Line. I don't know if you've caught this, Jim. Carnival Cruise has gained a reputation of a Waffle House type variety where, I don't have a better way of putting this. There used to be a Tumblr called Black People versus Fast Food. And the tagline was chicken tenders, catnip for black people. And I wish this wasn't the headline that I'm about to read to you. Fight breaks out on Carnival Cruise over chicken tenders.
Yeah,
so let's check it out, Shannon.
You know, that never happened when they were in the bottom of the ship rowing. Never happened once. Never happened once.
It is a wild, wild thing to be on vacation and get in a full fist fight.
Yeah, I took my kid on a Carnival cruise about a year ago. It was like a last minute thing. It was sort of like Easter break. I'm like, we're going to have to do Carnival. I've never been on it before. And I was like, halfway through, I'm like, you want to just jump off? Like, if we just both jump off together, we might get saved. It was pretty bad. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I've heard there's like different, ghetto. Like, because a lot of comics are doing the cruise ships now. And they say, like, well, they start you out on Carnival, you know, and then you work your way up. That's what I've heard.
I've been. Have you guys done the cruises? I did the metal cruise with Big J.
Yeah, I do the Hard Rock cruise, the Monster Rock cruise. I won't do a regular cruise.
Yeah,
I'd rather work at Home Depot than do that.
Watch this. I won't do one either. They are calling all the time, begging for my Holocaust.
It's the thing. It's not.
No, I know what you mean.
It's the idea of being locked with the people.
Yeah.
So, like, man, this better go good. Or I have to see you every time I go out of my room. And I've had friends. In fact, you have to be super clean.
I'm told you don't even have to be super clean anymore. You have to be clean on the first set, and then at the end, you could. That might be Carnival, though.
No, it's like terrible. You have to do like two clean sets and like three dirty sets. You can do three, whatever you want. But you have to do five sets over the course of the week, and then also the people keep coming back to see you.
Yeah.
And once they see the jokes, then I'd like, no, we're going to come back. And then they come back and they're leaving halfway through the show. I just saw this. So you can't stop them from not coming back.
Yeah.
So that's, for the comic, it's a nightmare.
Every time you say back, I think of one of the first jokes I ever saw you do decades when it's like he buys the girl a drink at a bar. And then she's like, he's like, here you go. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to my friends. Yeah, but I just bought you a drink. Yeah, but I'm going to go talk to my friend. Sorry. So I hit the drink out of her hands and said, sorry, back.
I forgot about that one.
How do you forget?
I'm about to bring that one back.
I whacked it out of her hand. I go, sorry, back. That I'm impersonating.
I did take a fit of my act.
It's so clever on so many levels.
You know, it's evergreen.
It is. It really is. It doesn't, you know.
I think it's more.
People are still holding drinks in a bar.
And drinks are way more money now.
Yeah.
And women, and now, I would argue the way, like, white liberal women are, people would root for you even more to do it.
I would never buy a white liberal woman a drink. I
you
know
wouldn't
it's going
just say,
nowhere.
You couldn't just say sorry back.
You could. Nah, just, you know.
Those Carnival cruises, I mean, you don't want to say it. You got it's not. I think it's a class. They're the reason they're the cheapest ones.
Yeah.
So the people on it maybe are not the best behaved.
And speak for yourself. You don't want to say
they're not the best behaved.
I'm dying.
And when I think about like when you guys were kids, I just remember vacations being very stressful. Like it was like my dad's 1 week off a year, and it better go fucking good.
Yeah, I don't know. We used to drive down to Florida in a station wagon or whatever.
Yeah.
A bunch of us. And my grandma lived like on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. So, I mean, driving was a bitch.
Yeah.
To get down there 24 hours or whatever. But like, I remember having fun on it. But yeah, I remember him, you know, being a little cranky when we were driving.
Militant fun is what I would call it.
Yeah, yeah. There's seven of us. So we're fucking, you know, he's fucking aggravated. He's driving the whole way. My mother wasn't driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did your mother drive?
I don't think she did. I think my dad just said, like, I'll take care of it.
But I mean, we would do the same thing, but it was just four of us, me and my brother and my mom and dad. And my mom never had a license. It was old school Jersey.
Right.
You know? And my dad would drive like this. My mom always loved having these old Lincoln Continentals. So we drove this. It was great.
I mean, that's like taking a boat.
Yeah. It was a simpler fucking time, though. It really was.
My parents used to do whoever had the best report card would get the best seat in the car out of the seven. Because
what were you on the hood?
I was always like that third seat in the back that faces
third?
The other way in
the
old station wagons.
Yeah,
because I never got a good report card. So I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm hugging the fucking spare tire. It's fine. I ain't fucking studying. This is stupid.
I love it.
We did one vacation a year, but it was like fucking do or die. Like that vacation better go good.
Where'd you go, though? Like where would you go?
I think we did an East Coast cruise. So we did like Maine and shit.
Right.
Then we did Vegas 1 year because my dad's friend got married. Real awesome vacation for an 8-year-old. Vegas wedding. Yeah. Real trash. I think her name was, to the point, I think their names were like Pat and Trish. Like one of those weddings.
Yeah.
Then we did Alaskan cruise. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that was after my grandpa died. So it was me, my mom, my dad, and my grandma. So that my parents could fuck and me and my grandma could go fuck in the other room.
Well done.
And then the best vacation was the fucking mall in Canada. Edmonton Mall.
I'm playing there this weekend.
The biggest mall. It was the biggest mall. I don't
the
know if it's
at
the time.
Just Edmonton.
There's a comedy club. Yeah, the in the mall. Strip. Yeah, yeah. I'm playing there this Friday.
It's my favorite vacation of my life.
That's a great setup.
That was the vacation,
dude.
That was your favorite vacation.
It is.
Well, as a kid, going to a mall and it's huge.
Yeah, and I was like perfect. I was maybe 11, and it was. So it's got hotels inside. It's got apartment buildings inside it.
I know nothing.
It's a big dome, so it's climate controlled. So we went in the dead of winter. It was like negative something out. It was a perfect like 70 inside. You can see the snow through the dome.
Wow.
And there was like multiple movie complexes, a water park, an amusement park, a hockey rink, a pirate ship and a pirate show. Dude, they had like their own Bourbon Street. Yeah, dude, it's fucking awesome.
Jesus Christ.
It's, you can't do it in a day.
Putting on my how big is that pool?
It's the biggest indoor wave pool in the world.
Jesus Christ. How many kids did they find stuck in it? They always find a kid stuck in the wave
pool. No, it's Canada. Like, they all get through.
Oh, okay, that's true. They know how to swim in Canada.
But, dude, it's the best thing. It was the hat. Like, we went to the movies every day.
Yeah.
Because the thing when my parents went on vacation was, like, fucking, it was, like, activities. Like rafting and fucking, we went to Alaska, we got a pan for gold and fucking touristy shit.
Alaska's beautiful. I was just there.
The blue water was what, that and Portugal were the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
I often confuse Alaska and Portugal. Happens.
But yeah, that mall was just the fucking coolest. I want
to
get booked there so bad. I talk
just
about it all
back
the time.
To reminisce.
Dude, my wife talks about what garbage I am, and that's my favorite vacation.
I don't. I remember the one for time I was there like 4 years ago. I'm like, this is fucking awful.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, because I don't hang out at malls anyway. And
not anymore.
You know, you did when you were a kid. You go there to pick up girls and stuff. But
And then we went during like, it wasn't a vacation time in Canada, so the mall was dead during the day.
Yeah.
It was like being. It was like having it to myself. It was fucking the coolest.
Wow,
that was a good vacation. Then the best, I think, my dad took me to Dragon Con 1 year. That was fucking awesome. The big horror con in Georgia.
Yeah,
it was two hotels. It was so big, and that was like definitely young.
Was he into horror too?
No, he was just desperately trying to save our relationship.
All right, perfect.
which had become a horror show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go.
No, he would take me to like chiller theater and shit. I think he enjoyed the nostalgia parts of it. Like there would be people from old TV shows and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a friend that worked there, so he would like go hang out with him. I watched my uncle pick up a Playboy Playmate, which is fucking sick.
Yeah.
My uncle Angela walked. She was signing autographs. She was from the 80s, and I watched in real time him pick her up and take her back. That was a great lesson.
Did you realize what was going on? Were you
old enough to know.
Nice.
And dude, it was such a bad line. Like she was doing videos for something and her call letters were RNN. And he goes, what is that? The Registered Nurse Network? And she giggled and he fucked her.
Wow.
Nicely done.
I'm going to try that line.
Shout out Angelo Mara.
RNN.
That was, dude, you want to talk about nasty. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Florentine. So that was my Uncle Angelo, who's a psychopath. He was a little redhead, stars tattooed across his knuckles so that you saw stars before and after he punched you. That was his justification.
Clever.
And, they used to go to strip clubs back when you would stack coins for the girl.
Forgive me. AIDS.
Yes. And she would pick them up without her hands.
Nice.
And my uncle would bring the hand torch from his welding kit.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, that's so bad.
Really?
And heat up the stack of quarters and put it on the pie.
You'd have seared roast beef. Oof. Oof.
What a lunatic.
That's hazard pay.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
To now, us.
Yeah, there was a strip club when I was like 15. We snuck in by, near my house in Jersey growing up, and we got in there somehow. We just hung out in the back by a table, and the bartender didn't say anything. And we saw a girl put a Heineken bottle in her snatch. We're like, holy shit. This is fucking crazy.
What was the strip club? The box car?
We used to do comedy at an all-nude strip club. in between the dancers.
The first brutal. Time, the first time I did it, Norton's like, "You haven't done it? Oh, it's like emceeing a rape."
We did the Hustler Club years ago, and I just remember all the girls were furious.
Oh yeah,
that we were taking up stage time. We did it like an hour at 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, they were furious.
Yeah, that's the A team. I can see you doing like a lunch show on a Tuesday.
They were trying to pick up guys out of the crowd to go give them lap dances to the comedy.
Wow. Yeah, we would just do 5-minute sets and be, oh, at okay. the top
in
of the
between,
hour.
Yeah.
Like at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10, and 11.
We that were was... like in a moose bouche.
Yeah.
And the thing moose was,
bush.
The,
thank you.
The backstage area was behind the stage. So as we're up there going, hey, anybody married? There's naked girls going behind to go back in the dressing room. Like, these guys are getting lap dances. They have no idea there's a comedian. The place is packed. And all of a sudden, they go, all right, they shut the music off. How you guys doing? Anybody married? And the guy's getting a lap dance. Who the get the fuck off the stage? We're ruining his heart on. It was beautiful.
I think I only did it once.
And we got
twice.
Free lap dances, so in between our sets, we'd just be back in the lap dance
we
room.
We did?
Yeah. Oh, that's gorgeous.
I was dating Reader, so I was afraid.
Sometimes Norton would miss his set because he was back there so long. We can't find him. He's buried in fucking tits.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Guys, having a cigar in the house, same as having a nice bottle of wine, some fancy cheese, it lets people know you are a person of class and elegance. Well, Small Batch Cigar has you covered if you're an idiot like me who doesn't know much about cigars. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with the Bovita pack. So it comes with every purchase. So everything you get, super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And you earn 5% reward points instantly. So you're going to want to go to smallbatchcigar.com. And most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And we have a discount code for you, and that's GAS10, GAS10, gets you 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. One more time, guys, that's discount code GAS10 for 10% off at smallbatchcigar.com. Let's get back into the program. Do you guys have any good, I was just talking about this driving back from Comedy Works. I was like, man, I wish there was still Jack Shacks. Like the roadside, like, oh, especially yeah. like the live girl ones.
I just was in Amsterdam. They had an old school live one. I know they used to have it at Show World, a bunch of them, yeah.
But they had them on the Turnpike too, though, right?
I don't remember. I know in like Philly.
Yeah, I used to go to the ones in Philly.
Yeah, off of like 295 down there, South Jersey.
Right in Philly they had them though too. Yeah, right off 95.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be down there and stuff. So we used to go to, I remember I going to it so much. One when the screen went up and the girl was on the phone, she goes, I know those balls. I was such a regular.
Fred Mertz.
And then one of the strippers came to my show one time, like down in South Jersey. She's like, she goes, we thought you worked at the club because you were such a regular. We saw you there all the time. I'm like, nah, you would just pop in whenever I did a gig.
It's on my way.
Yeah.
It's in my. I almost said it's saved in my phone.
I remember, because you know what would happen is gay guys who cruise those places.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
So a guy, you know, is fucking, you know, is wounded or whatever like that, is horny. A gay guy, hey, look. So I remember Bob Levy. He stayed in the car. Said, "I'm going to go in." And Bob's like, "Yeah, I'm just going to hang out in the car." And some gay guy was circling the car as Bob's sitting in the passenger seat, and he's pulling up and
like
smiling.
Cujo. Yeah.
And we just did a comedy show across the street, so the guy he starts smiling at Bob, and Bob smiles back, thinking he was at the show. And then the guy comes around again, smiles. Bob's like, "Smile, hey, waving." The guy's
never
waving
heard
back.
This story.
Oh yeah, and then he knocked on the window. He goes, "Hey, what do you want to? You want to do something?" And Bob's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "You know." And Bob's like, and he rolled the window up. And when I got in the car, he's like, "Pull out of here! Get out of here now!" He had no idea. It was great. He's like, "Oh, the guy was at the show. How you doing?"
Please tell me if you're listening, you know Bob Levy. It makes it so much funnier. It makes it so. He's such a good dude.
I got cruised in a Wawa, shitting. It was last year after I just got back from the Gathering of the Juggalos. It was last year we were driving back and we're at a Wawa and it was a bad one. It was 4 days of carnival food shit.
Right.
And I hear an Arab guy come in, baka laka docking on his cell phone, and a very dramatic oops. like too much of an oops, and his phone on video mode comes under the stall onto my shoe.
Come
on. And I go, it's cool, dude. I'll kick it out to you. And he goes, no, my friend, I've got. And he crawled army style.
Come on.
Under the door. While I'm fully shitting.
Wow. He wanted to give you a blumpkin.
Yeah.
That is the messiest blumpkin ever.
Looked at me and took one and looked up at me. I was like, okay, goodbye. And then he waited outside the booth for me the whole time.
God. What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it must have been his first day.
Yeah.
It was a bad call all over.
Wow.
By the way, had a blumpkin, way overrated.
You had a blumpkin?
You can't overrate zero.
I know.
Why would anyone want a blumpkin?
You just for the story.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously. To tell the grandkids.
Yeah.
Have you had a blumpkin?
To tell Jim Florentine on a podcast.
If you don't have a college diploma, get a blumpkin.
Yeah.
It's about the same when you tell the grandkids when you're 70.
I agree.
On the porch.
The only way I can describe it is it feels like your pelvis is being torn in two different directions. You don't know which way to go with. And you can't commit to either.
I would commit to the shit. God.
Yeah, the two things I would say overrated in my life, Blumpkin and a gummer.
What's a gummer?
No teeth.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, gums are sharp.
Oh.
Gums are surprisingly sharp.
Right, I believe
they have
that.
Maybe they have a little piece of the teeth left, maybe.
Or they have something to them.
Well, the bottom line is if you are a gummer,
there's a bone under there.
Yeah, it's called the jawbone. You lost your teeth, now that I think about it, because of, you know, terrible oral care. So, like, it's gingivitis, so the gums...
Well, she gave terrible oral care, too.
But the gums probably went so low the teeth fell out, and it's just the jaw... You got a jaw boner.
I got a jaw job, yeah.
A jaw job's way better.
Medical condition where her teeth fell out, as per her.
Yeah.
I believe it's called talking back.
I don't know if I believe it.
Stop touching me.
I have a feeling there may have... It wasn't because she loved taffy.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's keep it moving. All right, well, now that Howard's leaving... Serious, it looks so like.
He's not.
I was about to say, I heard he started. I'll go first because
Please.
This is all I know. I heard and we all agree, he's lost it. He's done, but none of us would be here without him. I heard he started the rumor. His staff started the rumor to make him relevant and try and get more money because he can't leave radio unless they make him because he doesn't know how to live his life. Thoughts?
I feel like people are now hoping. His adversaries over the years are hoping this is the time to take him down. I don't know if he's leaving. I don't have any inside information.
Took himself down.
But now they're trying to play gotcha with him by bringing up old videos, which, by the way, is not that hard.
Yeah.
But the ones they're going for aren't even the ones you would think. You know, not him and fucking Mr. Jefferson being Ted Danson and Whoopi. Yeah.
That was classic. On a pay-per-view he did.
I thought it was Channel 9.
No, it was not New Year's Evil.
Yeah, not any of the Marge Schott stuff, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
They're coming after him for a few years ago with him and Sofia Vergara. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And they
also had the Butterface contest. Did you see that? Where they had the girl. I was at that show in Vegas. They were live shows.
But
where they put a good-looking girl with a great body and put a bag over her face.
Yeah.
And then pull it off and give her a scale of 1 to 10 or whatever. Trying to bring that. That shit was great.
It still is. Like, the only people that would be offended by this were never Howard fans to begin with, I would imagine. So who cares? And, like, you watch it now and it just makes us... I guess it's us because it makes us hate him more. It's like, what happened to you? What happened to you? This stuff is great.
I think it's one of those things you lose your hunger for it, right? Like, you're at the top that long, you forget how to write.
I think he just...
There's a reason Billy Joel just does hits.
Right. Look, I always look at it like, hey, man, he put out 10 great albums and the last few, maybe not as good. So you're going to hate the band because the last, like, four albums weren't that good, but the first 10 were great. Go listen to the first 10. All that shit's up on YouTube, all the old shows.
Yeah, but the last four albums didn't say, get the vaccine, we need to take away people's rights. Why don't you just stay?
23 minutes. 23 minutes.
Thank you. But I mean, am I wrong? Like, you can't, and I know he's been great to you, and I know you banged Robin, but the bottom line is, That's losing touch. That's not losing your creative edge. That's like, all right, I'm all in, Overlords. And that I'm going to be honest, a little hurt by that.
Yeah, but
hurt.
Look, everybody, half the country was saying, go, get the vaccine. If you don't, then you should die, all that shit. They didn't know at the time.
Because of stupid people like Howard Stern
but they listened to. You know, when it's coming from the mouthpiece of Fauci, everyone believed the guy because he was around forever.
Me and you were pushing
right,
back
I know,
on
but
that
I'm just saying half the country did believe him.
And he was like, also very seduced 80%. He's very seduced by celebrity.
Sure. 80%
not,
guy.
Right, this, right. Is not the, this is not the Stern of old. This is the Stern who wants to be A-list. He wants to be next to Oprah, not an adversary.
But then what else was I going to say? He wasn't lobbing softballs to Mario Cuomo, who killed old people during COVID. Hit it twice on your Gino bingo card. He wasn't. He wasn't lobbing softballs at Hillary Clinton, who said Benghazi happened. Just end it. Like, there are bad albums, and there are what the hell he did. You know what I mean? And that was, like, speaking personally, that's when I'm like, I can't forgive this guy. Because he went from, like, all right, now I'm going to be a little more middle of the road to win people over. No, now I'm just going full bore, whatever it takes, you know, to like, fall in line with whatever the narrative is here, like, to get Joe Biden in office. And I'm going to say something. I'm walking here today, and you're going to believe it, that Trump guy's on TV again. And it reminded me of the past 4 years when every day you'd wake up and Joe Biden was on TV. You fucking idiots! And how dumb was Kamala Harris... And I'm sorry, this is what aggravated me. How dumb was Kamala Harris that Joe Biden, who couldn't even prop him up once a year on TV, couldn't prop him up once a year, that you couldn't let that stupid bitch fucking take over? It's a fucking disgrace what happened to this country those past 4 years. And another thing, Stern was great the first 10. I will give you that.
Okay. I would go up to
albums.
And this is probably just, it's one of those things like your favorites when you were the right age for it.
Yeah.
Like they say, like, because I'm always like season 3 through 10 of The Simpsons is kind of perfect. But that's also, I was the perfect age for those things. For me, it's Stern right when he went to Sirius and they did the Revelations. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
About each a beat.
That
each,
was the person. Funniest. I was working on a fucking truck at the time. And we just sat on that. We wasted so many hours of people's time.
Yeah.
And listen, dude, when they said who got cum on their tits at a party,
it was Artie.
That was the funniest.
And the beauty of that was I never listened to Stern early for no other reason than I always had an easy life. I didn't have radio. When he went to SiriusXM, you would just listen, driving to gigs, you'd listen to Howard 101.
Because it was on all the day. When he's on regular radio, it was on 6 to 10, so unless you were up at that time.
You could listen
to
everything.
I was in the studio like a month into Sirius when he went there, when Jenna Jameson was on the Sibian.
Nice.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, how could it not?
Oh, God.
That's the fucking...
Did they destroy the Sibian shit, or can you still
find
that?
P. Diddy was on that show right before her.
He was on that Sibian when no one was looking.
All oiled up.
But yeah, that to me, that's like the funny, like, dude, Artie coming in on Ash Wednesday and tell the story about his bookie
legend.
All that shit, like, that fucking gets him. But then I go back and, like, the Billy West years, I love.
Phenomenal with Jack and a Joke, man. Unbelievable.
I said Mark Schott fucking makes me laugh fucking hard. There's a few Billy West ones that really fucking kill me.
Yeah,
Billy West was
them.
Great. He did the Jackie puppet voice, which is phenomenal. No, Billy West was great. He was only on for a few years, like about 3 years. You know, but this is what's going to happen with Stern. His contract doesn't end until December.
Okay.
So it's not right now. And, you know, Sirius usually negotiates late, like a week or two before. They don't negotiate 6 months out, a few months out. He's going to sign a 2-year deal. And it'll be like, this is my last run. 2 years and I'm out. And then the last year he'll do like a whole, you know, all the celebrities will come in and do an interview with him because he's leaving radio. So that's what's
happen. Final interview with Howard.
Right. And it's going to be for less money, but he's going to go, whatever. I want to take care of my staff. Let his staff know you got 2 more years and then go find jobs.
There's going to be a lot of best ofs in there.
Right. So,
but
yeah.
It is
well,
smart.
He'll still do like 100 shows, whatever he does. And that's what it's going to be. Because the article didn't say he's leaving. They just said Sirius is going to offer him low money. He's probably not going to take it. So it didn't say that they're getting rid of him.
I think he's so set in his ways. Like, he's Stern. He'd make so much more money. Am I wrong? Feel free to correct me. If he just started his own podcast.
Not even close.
No, you don't think?
I don't think he wants.
Okay.
I think he has no interest.
I don't think he has any interest, but no. I'm wrong.
And I don't think the money's there.
He makes $100 million, that's reported a year at Sirius. If he did his own podcast, he'd make $7 million.
Okay, but I'm saying
he's not going to get Rogan numbers.
Yeah.
I
thought he would, like just with, but I agree with you. I don't think he's going to make $100 million. I'm saying they're probably going to offer him a lot less, but I'm willing to admit I'm wrong on that. I don't understand how a lot of that works, but I just thought.
Yeah, no, he wants to, like, he's old school. He wants to walk in a studio and turn a mic on.
Without a doubt.
And not do anything. And just have it broadcast out. If he does his own podcast, he can't have a staff of 95 people.
Yeah.
He has to get rid of, like, you know, he can have a staff of maybe 7 with a podcast, and those rest of the people are going to get fired. That's why he's not going to do a podcast.
Yeah, you're exactly.
And then you got to get the advertised. It's all that shit. He doesn't want to do that. He just turns the mic on. Sirius does all the work.
I couldn't agree more. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you've already tried pretending nothing's wrong, and you've already tried making weird excuses to your wife that she doesn't buy. Now it's time to try Hims, Zach. Prescribed by licensed providers, Hims gives men just like you, Zach, access to personalized ED treatments that you don't need to even leave the couch to get. Don't you like that part, Zach? With options like Hard Mints and Sex RX plus Climax Control, the whole process is totally online and brings expert care straight to you. Stop with the awkward excuses to your wife, you fat jerk, and get some results already. To get simple online access to personalized, affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/zoo. That's HIMS.com/ZOO for your free visit online. hims.com/zoo.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products include compound drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, let's get back into the show.
All right. Well, fantastic.
But let's see the Sophia.
Well, yeah, please. Let's bring up the Sophia.
I'm
sorry. Thank you, Jim.
And this is what they're dragging up.
Did you breastfeed your son?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that must have been unbelievable.
That wasn't unbelievable. I was like 19.
You had so much milk, right?
Oh, my God.
How much milk? You imagine how much milk was going on?
No respect here.
Oh, come on. I'm respecting you all over the place.
What do you think? She was feeding a village? She was only feeding one baby.
That kid must have been fat from eating all that milk. I would love to feed from you. If you don't want to go out with me, then at least let me feed from your chest.
But I'm not pregnant now.
Oh, that can be arranged.
Yeah, right. It's fucking funny as shit.
Who cares?
That's all of his interviews.
But that's
like
every interview. Every girl's also giggling. Like, Stephanie McMahon, the most stone-faced woman, goes in there and she's giggling and having a blast.
Yeah.
They know the fucking score.
The best one ever was Julia Roberts had to come in the studio. This is like in the 90s. She's the biggest star in the world. It was because of a charity thing. Robin was at her charity event and bid, and she's like, okay, I have to come in the show because you bid a lot of money. So she comes in, and there's no way she wanted to be there. And he's asking her if she's got a landing strip down there or if she's completely shaven. I mean, just at the balls as an A-list actress, and you got to see her face.
The A-list actress.
And then he's asking, third input? Are you a third input woman? It's just genius. Genius.
Third input, and you said genius, which it is. But again... Oh, I love it.
And she's
it.
Like, I don't even know what that is. And Fred's playing the fart noise in the background. Nothing funnier.
It's just a different... the way I was explaining it, because I have, you know, like, my chick hates Howard. Her family hates Howard. I'm like, yeah, none of you have ever had to fucking get up at 4:30 to go fucking put pallets on a truck. Like, that's how we spoke to each other. And that shock humor or whatever cut through your day. And you would laugh about it, and you go, holy shit, it's 10 a.m. already.
Yeah.
I used to work on a construction site, and we'd listen to him, and I said, listen, no power saws or no drills or anything like that when the show's on. You do it during a 10-minute commercial. So no one was allowed to put a fucking chainsaw or anything on until the commercial break. You got 10 minutes now due to shit because I wanted to hear it. I had the radio on the roof as I'm roofing. I had it in my ear. It was great. So,
yeah. As somebody who worked on truck I grew up working... for my uncle on a Thumann's truck, and that fucking Howard was the day.
Yeah, stuck in traffic and just listening to him was great.
And then I would run home for O&A when I was a kid, because that was right when I would get out of school too. And my life was scheduled around that.
Yeah. That's great between the two.
I think that's what made me want to be a comic, was listening to fucking you, Jim and Voss fucking telling pussy stories.
That's what it was with radio. Like, you had to just be the craziest stories. That's how you're going
to
get
on. The amount
of
people I've taught to throw the chair out of the hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Put all the furniture in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. No or stack it all on the bed so they came in.
Yeah, put your suitcase on the chair.
You take all the furniture out of, and this is him. You take all the furniture out of one room, and you put it in the other room. Then
yeah,
they
you put it in the MC's room.
The MC's.
You're not getting laid anyway.
Yeah, then they'd have to sit
I remember me
bed.
And Levy were moving furniture out of the room in the MC's room, and people thought we worked there. Some guy's like, hey, we need towels down here. I go, we don't fucking work here.
My favorite one you told is Levy giving his key to the girl, and then you had to drive him, and there was no cell phones, and he gets there, and there was another guy in the bed.
Oh, yeah, oh, and yeah, he slept there anyway.
Can you do a brief version of it? It just makes me so happy.
Please.
So we're in Baltimore, and Levy's all fucked up on stage. He's killing as usual.
Mm-hmm. And he used to give out room. He used to ask for extra room keys.
Yeah, to give to girls, because he didn't want to go out. He didn't want to put the work in. He's like, just go out and then come back to my room.
Now, forgive me. Is this the same era as when he would ask to be brought up as... This next guy just got cast on Friends as Joey's brother.
I never heard that.
I never heard that either.
Oh, I've heard stories where he would tell the MC if he saw like a bachelorette party or like young chicks who there's no way they were going to know who he was. He would say, yeah, just say that I just got cast on the new season of Friends and I'm going to be Joey Tribbiani's brother.
Props to that, because when you hear that, you're like, oh, what's he trying to? Bob would never do that. Make a fake credit. Oh, he's trying to fuck a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Who knows? Kudos. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that one. But so he's on stage. He's killing. He's flirting with this girl in a crowd. And he's like, I want to hook up with you. She goes, I'll hook up with you. He's like, really? He goes, all right. He does his last joke. He walks off stage. And the girl's like in the second row. He goes right over to her. And they start making out in front of the crowd as soon as he walked off stage. And the place is going nuts. So he's talking to her, and she goes, hey, I'm with my friends, but here's my hotel room. I'll see you later. Come by. You know, we're going to go out for like another hour. So he gets the hotel. It wasn't in our hotel, so I drop him off there. He goes, I'll see you in the morning. I go, yeah, okay. Good luck. He's like, yeah, whatever. He knocks on the door. It's like an hour later, and some dude opens the door. And the guy's like, who are you? And the guy's like, who are you? It's like, who are you? Who are you? And he sees the girl on the bed, because you see the bed. And the girl's like, oh, he's like, who is this guy? And Levy's like, I was a comedian at the show. She told me to come here. And the guy's like, yeah, well, I just met her in a bar, and I'm here. So you got to leave. But Levy's like, I'm not leaving. And the guy's like, well, I'm not leaving either. He's like, then move out of the fucking way. So Levy sits in the chair in the corner of the room as the guy goes back in the bed with the girl. He goes, fuck that. I ain't leaving either. And then at one point in the middle of the night, he goes, fuck this, I'm going in the bed. They were both sleeping. He slept in the bed with the couple. And they woke up in the morning. The guy's like, who is this guy? And Levy was still sleeping. She's like, I don't know. I don't know who he is. And Levy wakes up. I was the comedian last night. You don't fucking remember me?
She probably didn't.
I'm what a maniac to go. No, I'm going to sleep in the bed with them, too. He wouldn't leave either.
It's the belligerence of not leaving.
Yeah.
It's not he was going to get late. It was that he couldn't call you.
Yeah, I would have been like, all right, that's a funny story or whatever, but...
No, but this is pre-phone.
Yeah, it was pre-phone, so unless he could have called the hotel and got my room or whatever. There was another time where he thought he was going to pick up this girl who was all coked out. I go, Bob, she's not coming back to your room. He gave her the room key. I go, believe me, I was sober. She ain't coming back. She was just placating you. He goes, I'm telling you, she is. It's like he's in the room next to me. I ordered a hooker to his room at like fucking 3:30 in the morning. I went, yeah, and fucking, and I just hear him go, I'm not, I didn't order you. No, get out of here. I'm not paying you. Fuck you. You have to, no, I'm not paying you. I didn't order you. Leave. The next day I go, Bob, what happened? He goes, I heard you argued. He goes, this girl. I go, yeah, it was me. He's like, what a fucking asshole.
By the way, to show you how different my career is, I did at Comedy Works last weekend, also had a bachelorette party. Bachelorette in her late 60s.
Nice.
This was in Saratoga,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bachelorette party, I think the youngest was in her late 50s.
Really?
The whole table. Yep. Dead center front row.
Had to be a second marriage at least.
Oh, boy. That was my first question.
Yeah.
But they probably weren't annoying like the young ones.
They were great.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to have fun. And oh, boy, did old ladies hit on us after the show.
Nice. Really?
Dude, I sat there like the couches outside.
Yeah.
This fucking lady in front of her, what I think was her husband, melted on, I mean, wrapped her legs around me and laid down and closed her eyes on my chest. Jeez. And started talking about, like, people like you never come around here. And then my buddy Alex, who opens for me, does a bit about liking feet. This old bitch just walks up, kicks the shoes off, and she's like, I have to know what you think of my feet.
Oh
my
God. That's, I've been there a bunch of times. That's never happened with me.
Just old hags.
Yeah, old hags. Yeah, well, I don't want them, the old hags, anyway.
For the resume.
You got, I mean, you got to throw up a little. So when you were at your younger years, really trying to put up numbers.
Yeah.
Were you going ethnically diverse, or were you just going for like hot rock and roll blondes?
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. All comers, literally.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
All comers.
Black chicks always liked me when I had long hair for some reason.
I had a good run with black chicks.
Yeah, they always were attracted to me.
When I had the big mohawk, I had a good run with black chicks as well.
Yeah.
I think there's some, it might almost be like their version of rebelling.
It must be, yeah. But yeah, that was
the artist
really
formerly
well.
Known as Jam and Jim.
I did really well with the black chicks.
Is it still up? It's still up at the comic strip.
My original headshot, yeah.
Yeah. My original headshot, I look like a pale Sinbad. It's awful.
Did you have a bad nickname? Other than Gino Bisconte, the comedian?
Well, I was a DJ, when you were a DJ, everybody had a nickname. Like, that was a thing. So I was a rock DJ in a metal club, and then I was also had my own DJ business.
Yeah.
And shit, I was a DJ on the radio, so.
Well, I mean, Brian Posehn was the piranha.
He was?
Yeah, when he started. And he's still a comedian. He doesn't use the name anymore, but my first paid gig, of course, was Rich, the steamroller of comedy, Carucci.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Carucci. I know
we
Carucci.
Love
yeah,
Carucci.
Yeah.
Open for Otto and George, my first ever paid gig.
How great was Otto, man? I miss him.
Oh, it was fucking the coolest thing ever. That's my first paid gig.
Wow.
I'm big fans of the new Mulatto and George, I call him.
Oh, Jake, yeah. That Jake kid is really
Louis.
Funny.
Jake and Louie. You ever seen
them? Oh, yeah. I've seen them, yeah.
They you could tell. They like, I brag.
Yeah, he told me because he knows I was Otto's neighbor for a while, and we were really good friends.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was asking a lot about Otto. You could tell.
He loves him. Like, I brag. I'm like, I'm proud to say that I've driven both George and Louie in the trunk of my car to a gig.
I'll never forget. Otto was getting heckled by this fat woman at Governor's. And she's like, I'm leaving. And she was leaving. He goes, I can't believe I'm getting heckled by Java the Cunt. The greatest line.
I always say, I love telling this story. I'm like, if you don't know who Otto and George are, when they were around, I'm like, here's what you do. You get your best friend, and you get your two girls, and you go to a show, and you watch them. And 10 minutes into the act, all four of you are laughing. And then an hour and 10 minutes into the act, you and your buddy are laughing your ass off. And the two girls are like, the puppet just keeps calling me a cunt.
I know.
And you're like, right? That's the show.
Yeah, I opened for, it had to be
in Jersey.
Yeah, it was at the Plank Road Inn in Secaucus, where I'm from.
Sure.
And it was 2010, 11. And he did his full, of course, JFK. But then he did John Wayne Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt, she cut her husband's dick off.
Right, no, but I don't remember that bit.
He did his Bobbitt bit. He did all his Clinton material. It was just, he did the act, baby.
Yeah.
The Madonna stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I kicked her in the cunt and 10 cocks fell out. Five of them were black.
Yeah, I know.
I always tell people. My favorite is when he talks about the head of his dick flying off his body and shooting across the room like a cork.
Under the couch.
And he goes, cat'll get it.
Yeah, there's one on the radiator. Hey, it's a black one.
There's a black one under here.
Yeah.
Dude, he does that. And whenever I tell people to watch Otto and George, I say watch him bombing at the porn awards.
Oh, yeah.
Before the porn awards were like a production.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, because the audience isn't mic'd. They're miserable. Me and Jameson did it at porn awards, and we bombed too.
But it's in like a hotel. Like
yeah.
When he did it, it's not like a ball. It's like a hotel conference room.
Oh, I got to see that.
And they're no paying attention.
It was
and George just keeps going, attention, cocksuckers.
I know.
Attention, whores.
I know.
Someone is speaking in the front of the room. Okay, let's get one or two more silly stories in here. And thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Find an album if you're listening at home.
Yeah. There's a bunch of Otto and George clips on YouTube, mm-hmm. like full sets from Rascals.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of
Rascals up there, yeah.
There's
okay.
one from like some bar in like Staten Island, which is great. The fucking the people hate him.
Find
and
that
he's just
if you're
screaming.
Watching.
He's so angry. Yeah.
You know, she's like, they got to go. The puppet's got another gig. George has got another gig. Oh, I loved him.
And I mean, of course, it will go without saying the funniest thing ever is this Spick thinks I'm real. When he got stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Gino, I'm sure you know that times a million.
He stabbed the puppet.
He was busking in Union Square, and a Puerto Rican guy walked up and stabbed George in the chest.
Oh,
and
yeah, I've heard that.
And that's George just turns and goes, this Spick thinks I'm real. all right. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, and don't start on my account, but if you use that wonderful product called Kratom, there's only one place on earth to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door at YoKratom.com, there's no promo code needed. Why? Because the deal's already the best in the world to create them a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. Let's go, baby. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Woohoo! News anchor suspended for live broadcast while drunk. Can you imagine such a thing?
I can imagine being that newscaster. But I can't.
Let's see it, Sharon. How bad was it?
Yeah, aren't they always drunk? Wasn't there like a... Here we go.
People across the country, southeast, are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave. And it is it's just hitting everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like people are being told to, like, stay inside, drink a lot of water. And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here.
They couldn't get to that fucking sound, though, quite enough.
Of course, clearly. Like, here, we're taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift. And so he's in, and we've been tracking this.
Pause. So here's the thing. She definitely did not know she was doing a double.
Yeah, I thought that.
And she got drunk. She's dehydrated and I think had a few drinks. And they went, hey, can you actually cover the next shift?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look at her eyeballs. So perfectly frozen.
So here's, okay. Devil's advocate. This lady should be the news at last call. And have a last call news show, 3 a.m.
That's not bad.
And it's this lady hammered.
That's I like that.
An all drunk news show.
And there's a whiskey right on the desk. Yeah. Just sitting there pouring it.
Dude, but if it was on like at red eye time and it was last call news, it would be so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Just shit hammered. Opinion pieces.
But I mean, like, and
did she get in trouble for this?
Yeah, that's what I was about to. But she shouldn't have got, like, I'm sure she'd be the first to say exactly what you said. She's like, look, I thought it was done. They asked me to come in. I'd be like, who's doing who the fucking favor here? Yeah, I was drunk. It's not like she was drunk and she said, oh, these coons on the carnival cruise got into it again over chicken fingers. Or those people are dangerous. She was drunk talking about the weather. God damn it. She better not get in trouble.
I don't know. I'm sure she has to do the fake rehab or whatever at least. Shannon?
So she was suspended pending investigation. She claims she didn't drink at all, that she was just sleep deprived because she's been taking care of her ill father and that they had asked her to do a couple of extra shifts. And then once the period of time of the investigation almost came to an end, she said she's not going to renew her contract. So we don't know if she did like a alcohol test or anything like that. She just quit after they suspended her.
It all seems like an overreaction.
No, you can't. Moms are going to get mad about that.
Why? It's not like she was noticeable. It's not like kids were like, she must be drunk, mommy. And if you're watching it with like your kids, you're like, yeah, she probably was drinking. She had a couple in her, but, you know, she's not driving. She's steering a newscast into the ground. She's not driving a car.
Like the kid's never seen a mom drunk before. Like that.
Was there any more of that, Shannon?
There's like maybe like 10 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's finish.
You know, we've been talking about just like what it's been like across the country and the different reasons that why it's so hot in other areas. And we're having really nice weather here. So let's get over to Craig Gold.
That boozer maybe pills.
Still sounds better than Kamala. I'd vote for her over Kamala any day of the week.
That might be like an Ambien that hit too early. Maybe a painkiller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she mixed
a Percocet or something.
Yeah, you know what? That could have been I had Percocet in one drink.
Yeah.
But then you forget.
Drink. Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the thing with the mom who went the wrong way down the highway and fucking obliterated like her kids, somebody else's kids?
Yeah, that was on the Sawmill or something. That was up in New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Years forget,
she had, she went to a soccer game and then stopped and got a bottle of vodka. And then drove the wrong way up the highway.
It's always the vodka.
It's a Comic Parkway or something like that. They did a documentary about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's called There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane.
Yeah. Thank you. Didn't they say that she had like they were trying to say she had an abscess in her tooth that made her fucking wacky, Shannon?
Yeah. I'm scrolling over it now.
I want to say that she was on medication for the tooth. And that something with that. They tried to introduce. Go ahead.
So just skimming real quick, but I'll look further into it. It says that she may have suffered some sort of like a stroke-like event that may have caused disorientation. But I remember she had a really high alcohol content and then alcohol level. And it said she was also on THC.
Yeah, but that's not gonna. You're not gonna drive the wrong way down the highway because you're
drunk
a little
enough.
I think
drunk
the
enough,
lesson is if you have a toothache, don't treat it with a bottle of vodka while babysitting. I think.
Excellent point. Words to Live by Gino Visconti.
I'm telling you.
All right. I would like to know what you guys think of this. Widow has late husband's tattoo cut from corpse framed as tribute. I got an argument with my wife about this yesterday that I thought it was kind of cool. Shannon, your thoughts?
It creeps me out.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
you guys want to show the boys?
What could she do with that? Like,
it's framed.
To flash him, what does she do?
Framed. You'll see.
Okay.
How does it look? I'm expecting to see some.
I'll show it to you here.
TJ Watt.
You can see a little bit. One second. You can see a little bit of like the pores in his skin and stuff here.
Typical Steelers fans holding on to the past.
I don't hate it.
No.
I mean, it's fine as long as it looks like that. Like, is it going to, like, you've got a piece of.
You don't want it to look like papyrus.
You don't want it to look like human flesh.
Yeah, you don't want it to look like the Necronomicon from Evil Dead.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds
terrifying.
Book
of the Dead that's covered in human skin in Evil Dead.
Necronomicon.
Look, I still have my son. I have my son's foreskin in my freezer. I saved it. I was just telling a joke, like, when they came in. I swear to God.
Why?
My ex-brother-in-law was there, and a doc comes in. He goes, we're doing a circumcision. I go, can you save the foreskin? Because he collects them. I was just being an idiot. And the doctor's like, what? He's like, oh, he's joking. He's a comedian. I go, no, seriously, he collects them. If you could save it, it'd be great. The guy's like, whatever. And my brother's like, what's wrong with you? Like, that's fucking funny. And then an hour later, he comes in a jar labeled Luke Florentine, and I still have it. It's in gauze. And I'm like, now I can't throw it away. So it's still in
my freezer. What is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, some people would say you should bury it with him. He goes with him. That way he's reunited with his foreskin in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he marries a Jew broad, he can put it back on.
I remember during Sandy.
Like a scrunchie, yeah.
The hurricane, my power was out for like 2 weeks. I had to bring it over my mom's. I go, Mom, I don't want this to go bad because my freezer wasn't working.
Poor mothers.
Yeah, I put this in there.
I like that you have that, and I have a meatloaf sandwich from the Yankee Tower from the day they closed. You remember the Yankee Tower?
No.
It was a truck stop in... Shannon, can you look up where the Yankee Tower was? It's in Noches de Colombia in Jersey now. It's like not Palisades, right before Palisade Park.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember that.
Jen, could you look it up? It's called the Yankee Tower. It was a truck stop diner.
It was at Broad Avenue in Fairview, New
Thank
Jersey.
Thank you, Fairview.
Okay.
That was my favorite. That was where my dad took me for lunch every weekend when I worked for him.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
You have to
They were famous for their meatloaf sandwich.
Right.
I got one the last day, and we put it in the back of my mom's freezer, and it's been there for 30 years.
30 years. Still in the freezer.
Yep.
Wonder if you could eat it.
Probably not.
I wonder if you could eat the foreskin.
Yeah. I mean, it was,
probably not.
It was barely edible the day I got it, to be honest with you. It was like a famous thing. Like we did it on the show recently. Like their meatloaf recipe went in the fucking paper and everything.
Wow.
It was like it was the worst greasy. We would go. The chef looked like Bluto from Popeye.
Yeah.
And we watched him. He was cleaning out. He had a big vat of gravy.
Yum.
And you could see right in. It had like an open thing, so you could see right in. And I would sit at the counter. When I was little. I was like 7. And when I watched this guy take his whole forearm and scoop gravy and then lick it from his elbow to his hand.
Nice.
And then keep cooking. And then my favorite was one time a guy got gallimaud, which already, he got gallimaud at a truck stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he calls over the waitress, and all the waitresses were fucking nasty cunts. One of them wound up working at A.W. Meyer, the tool place right down the street from that same spot. And he goes, may I come over here? He goes, there's a tooth in this. And she grabs him by the nose, opens his mouth, and goes, that's not one of yours. Ding, and throws it in the garbage can.
Really?
God.
That's great.
I was there. That 7-year-old me just fucking sitting at the fucking counter swinging my fat little legs.
No. Young Zach.
One time my dad left me there with one of the waitresses, and he came back, and she was complaining about her tips. And she's like, you believe this fucking asshole? And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, what a fucking asshole. Yeah.
Absolute cocksucker, waitress woman.
All right. So with the tattoo thing, I'm very cool with it and would encourage. I think, especially if you have like one or two you really love, I'm fine with it.
I'm just wondering how it looks on the wall. That's all. You remember Steve. He had that tattoo. I had it saved. All right. I guess that's great. I don't like it. I don't want it on display.
Wait, so your wife said it's...
Yeah, she thought it was gross. She also hates most of my tattoos.
Both?
I thought he said both, too. Most.
I know. Oh, yeah. I thought he said both, too.
Yes, yeah. The upper torso and lower torso.
Yeah, most of my tattoos, she
Are they
she
all
truly,
connected and we didn't realize
She truly
it?
Hates. She made me put clothes on this one.
Really?
Yeah, before her snatch was out. And my wife said I couldn't have a naked lady on my arm.
It's just like when they covered up the Sistine Chapel, am I right?
I grew up with welders. Right. Everybody had naked ladies tattooed on them.
Of course.
In my head, you grow up, and when you're a grown up,
you get naked ladies tattooed
on you.
Yeah.
Zach, I looked on the website, and there's also this option. It says they've only done it twice, though, where it's a 3D preservation.
I don't hate that.
And you can they have a half a sleeve here.
But that's not the real thing.
What do you mean?
No, that is the tattoo on a fake arm, right?
Yeah.
No, wait. Right, but there's no human flesh on that thing.
Yeah, no, yes. That is the real skin stretched out, okay, like taxidermy.
Yeah, that's macabre. It is.
And then
there's
another one that they did.
Don't hate it.
It's weird to me.
I went to years ago at one of the horror cons I went to with my dad. A couple came and their specialty was cadaver photography, and they collected pictures of tattoos on autopsies.
That's fine.
And their big thing was bikers, because they would get a lot of bikers.
Quite the canvas.
Yeah. And it was an elderly biker lady. And they're doing all her tattoos. And the last one was when you took her lower lip down. It said, come here.
That's not
really.
That's clever. That is. Yeah, that's clever. Would you get that? That's what the husband said.
Come here. As someone whose back says banging whores, there's very few things I would not get tattooed
not
on me. You know who loves that? Whores.
Yeah.
You know who hates that? My wife.
Yeah. Didn't have to cover that up. Just cover up the fucking clown fake woman's cunt.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
At least you still gave her some camel toe in that.
Yeah. My buddy Claw did that, and yeah, he was going to make it gross.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
But his name is Claw because his drawing hand does not work. He has necrosis. He punched a mirror when he was 18 and ripped all the tendons out of his hand and then didn't go to the hospital. So he got necrosis of the hand, so his hand is permanently closed.
Damn.
And he relearned how to tattoo with his Closed hand.
Wow.
Scariest guy I know. He's got horns. Very hard to complain about a tattoo when the man tattooing you has horns.
What like, mean, how horns? Big are the horns? Are the bumps?
His implants.
Yeah, but how big?
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's got horns, split tongue, no nipple, which I don't understand that one.
He had it removed?
Had it removed.
Did he donate it at least?
He's one of those people that does the suspension.
The what?
They hang from hooks.
Oh, God.
Not my thing.
No, I'm out.
Freaks me out a little.
How'd we get on this? how'd we go down this avenue?
Yeah, it's hard to complain to somebody when they have every single modification.
Yeah.
It'd be like, ah, oh, you're hurting me. He's the only, we played, we basically played Freak Show Chicken one night. We were doing a show in Brooklyn. I was doing stand-up, and there was a bunch of Freak Show acts, and the bar must have been closing. Like, they didn't give a shit. And
bars like that.
And they're like, hey, listen, do whatever you guys want. And we're like, nudity? And they're like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. We're going to lock the door. So I did what I do at Skankfest, which is I put my dick in a rat trap. And I was like, I got this. I win. And then Claw goes after me. And he takes out a firework. And I'm like, son of a bitch, Claw. And he put a firework in his urethra and shot it across the room.
Oh,
what, well, what kind of firework? Like there's a like bottle
the stick?
Rocket?
Yeah, yeah, with, on rocket. The stick, yeah. Yeah, oh. And he lit it, and he shot. He got powder burns all over his dick hole.
Oh, come on,
right? Because that shit shoots back.
Yeah. Oof. Well, they also made a salad on my friend Arlo's head with a machete. So he laid across a table with a plate under him, and they had all vegetables.
Right.
And they cut up a salad with a machete on his forehead.
God.
I still think yours might be the worst, putting your dick in a rat trap. Like, that's not even a mouse trap. The mouse traps are little ones.
I rather do that than the firework.
Yeah, because the firework, it has that ignition. Like, I've seen, like, some dude try to be cool and held it in his mouth.
Yeah. Steve-O does that.
Steve-O. Not anymore.
Yeah, he used to do bottle rockets out of his ass.
Yeah. I was just saying, I'm going to probably do some dates with the new fat kid from Jackass, Zach.
Right.
And I think we're going to do some dumb stunts and shit. At least like some of the Skankfest shit, like the staple gun and stuff.
What is this?
How much did it hurt on a scale of 1 to 10, the rat trap on your dick?
Ooh. 11.
10 being the
best.
7.
The hurtest. 7?
6, 7.
Wow.
Not bad. The first time I did it was bad.
Were you hard?
No.
If you're hard, I think it'd be
way
blow.
Worse.
I think it would soften the blow.
No, because then you're full of blood.
Yeah, I think that causes damage.
I don't know if you're soft.
Why are we still talking about
why
this?
Why not?
Yeah, the first
what
time I did
talk
it,
talk about COVID. Fucking, yeah, vaccines again? Like, get over it. It's fucking almost 2026. Get over it.
The first time I did it, I was with that same guy, Arlo, who he made the salad on his head. We were doing a show in Buffalo, and I had him doing freak show tricks in between the comics. So then I finished the show. I was the last comic. I was like, thank you, goodnight. And he went back out on stage to do another trick. And I'm like, you know, dude, I'm the headliner.
Right.
And he had put the rat trap on his tongue. So I just walked out, and I was like, well, I guess I got to do this.
Right.
And I took my dick out, and I did it. And then I had, like, a circular bruise around the base of my dick for
as
a couple days. And I just remember a lovely young woman in the crowd taking me back to her car. And performing an act on me, and she just looks up and she goes, your dick tastes like blood.
Yeah.
And we should probably just fuck then.
Good for her.
Hopefully that act was first aid.
She's a good sport.
Yeah, she was a good woman.
She's a goa.
I know.
But then after that, so basically, there's ways, I know where to take it now, like as far as where on my dick I want it to land.
Right.
Which is not all the way at the base and not near the head.
Right,
which is very limited.
Somewhere
I mean,
in the middle, yeah.
Mid-shaft.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's, and I'm not playing with a lot of yardage.
Right, yeah.
So you got to get it good.
It's great.
But yeah, that's, you get more, I don't want to say you get used to it, but you learn where to do it.
Right.
And there's other little sideshowy kind of things I do with it to make it a little, you use the microphone. You put the microphone by it to make the snap louder.
Yeah, right.
Dumb shit. Even like when
yeah,
I do
it's like the wrestlers when they hit their foot on the.
Yeah. You learn how to.
Yeah.
They do what?
When they do a punch, you know, they hit the foot to make it sound like it's.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a bigger punch than it is. Which, by the way, Zach, I wanted to ask you about that guy.
Oh, fuck, yeah, let's please do that. Shannon, can you please bring up the Raja Jackson thing?
The guy that got the shit beat out of him?
Okay, so I have a lot of opinions about this.
Yeah, I was
I actually saw wrestling. This. I'm like, what the fuck?
So for people that don't know, Raja Jackson is the son of Quentin Rampage Jackson, famous UFC fighter. I guess he's training.
Wasn't he Mr. T in the remake of the A-Team?
Yes, he was.
I know
Thank
stuff.
You.
I know stuff.
And so I guess he's at this indie wrestling show. I don't think he's training to wrestle.
But he's a UFC training to be in the UFC?
He's training to fight.
Okay.
And he's also like a social media, like always streaming.
Right.
So he's always like promoting something.
He's an
streaming.
Influencer.
Something like that, yeah. And from what I understand, the first video that everybody saw, he's ringside at a wrestling match, dives in under the bottom rope, double legs this guy, Psycho Stew, slams him. Looks like he kind of knocks him out with the slam, to be honest.
Right. It looked, yeah.
And then just, it's not grounded, it's just full, like, haymakers.
Assault.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
I think they said 23 punches.
Yeah, I read something around that as well.
Undefended, too. It's not like he got his hands up.
Yeah, no, his hands are never up. He's out.
Yeah.
And it is, I would call that attempted murder.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those. I think once somebody's knocked out, a kick or a punch to the head is attempted murder. But,
oh, makes sense.
Very opinionated because I have a few friends with CTE. And a few friends I no longer have due to CTE.
I think your dick has CTE from the rat traps. Cock TE.
And so now there's a lot of different stories going around saying it was set up and he went nuts. Some saying that it was a work. A lot of people saying it went too far. Like he was supposed to do something.
Any of that means. It just looked like he beat the shit out of
Zach, did you see that footage of them rehearsing it before with the can
in
the parking
lot? So they apparently had shot stuff before, and they did a bit where he was going to get hit with a beer can. And it's rigged. It's like, you know, it's going to pop. It's a gimmick. It's going to hurt a little.
Yeah.
But apparently they shook hands over that. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to hurt you. To the this guy Psycho Stew.
Oh, see, he wasn't scheduled to come in the ring at any point.
No, I think he was.
He was. I thought that's what they were going to do in the ring, like they're rehearsing it backstage.
Yeah, Shannon,
I can play you through the videos if you want.
Yeah,
so
okay.
This is the can one first.
This I never heard of.
Psycho Stew. Worried about Psycho Stew.
Psycho Stew.
What, you don't know me?
Yeah, this is fake.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's a little.
Oh, you don't know.
He's not a worker, bro. Calm down.
Yeah, what the f*** was that?
You don't sell it? Dude, he's not a worker, bro. Hold on. I don't play that.
All right, now I'll show you the apology one.
All right, so yes.
Okay, here's the next one.
He always think that we're working over here, like it's part of the storyline.
Just hit me. What kind of homo stuff?
Well, they're Kalia Rampage. You understand what he is?
No, bro.
Go ahead, Sue. This is out there. Because he always think it's a work, Luce.
He's already hot, bro.
Good?
I'm sorry, bro. Hey, it's gonna all work out, dude. I apologize. I appreciate it. I didn't know. I get it. We're working out.
Well, he's gonna come out on your mat, too. I know you keep thinking we're working. We're always working.
I get it.
Yeah, he's gonna come out during your match.
Right.
From what I understand, this guy Psycho Stew has PTSD. He's a little goofy.
A little?
You meet characters. So if people didn't see it, this guy runs around and beats shit out of him. We can watch that in a second. But then makes a call to his dad, and the phone is mic'd up. And he's like, this is what happened. He's talking to Rampage on the phone, which again makes me think that he's trying to work something here. Then he almost killed this guy. The reason I think... And Shannon, you can bring up the video of the in-ring incident.
You gentlemen!
Oh shit.
Yeah, he's out.
Jesus Christ. So when he made, oh my God.
23, yep.
When he shook hands with him outside, he's like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker when I get a chance. He knew the whole time. There's no question in my mind.
What makes me think he was never supposed to do that, in my experience, both as a wrestling commentator and personality and a fan, if someone gets in the ring who's not supposed to be part of the show, everyone drops character. And the first thing you do is incapacitate that person for your safety.
Yeah.
Right.
If your head goes under that bottom rope, the referee is supposed to soccer ball kick you and knock you out. And is that because they think the guy's going to come in there and beat the shit out of the wrestler? No, because people have weapons. And old school Puerto Rico, Mexico, down south, people used to show up with knives. In Mexico, they would piss on the knife.
Bruiser Brody.
Yeah,
kill backstage
to try and give you an infection.
I thought that sanitized it. Isn't urine anyway?
They would put bleach and squirt guns and try and get the bad guys in the eye as they walk down the aisle. So your job, if you're anyone in the match, or somebody runs in the ring that's not supposed to be there, you gotta tackle. They are incapacitated. So the way that nobody stopped him makes me think, oh, we know he's going to do this run-in. Then they saw how hard he was hitting them. If you watch, this first guy's not really trying to pry him off him. But then this kid with the kid with the dreadlocks goes to try and underhook both his arms.
Right.
Because he's legitimately trying to stop him now. And I think you can see the difference. And we don't have to watch all the punches again.
Yeah, no one's doing anything.
So now they're all selling. Their eyes are closed.
Right, the ref is like...
Yeah. So now he's going to... The second guy is who's really trying to stop him.
God damn it.
This guy. And you see the longer one, he wraps him up.
Right, yeah. They get him by the turnbuckle.
So my basic understanding, what I think happened, and now supposedly this Raja kid, had gotten spin kicked not that long ago in practice, and that looked like it knocked him out. So I think that beer can fucked him up.
Fucked his head up.
Because when you have a concussion, you're way more likely to get another one.
Yeah.
Oh, the black kid, what, Jackson, he's had CTE before?
He's
the Tua of UFC.
He just, if I'm wrong, I apologize. There's footage of him getting his bell rung in sparring recently.
Oh, I don't have the video, but I have his dad's tweet addressing the situation, and he does mention that in it. I can check that.
Want to clear up information about my son, Raja, friend of the wrestler. Is awake and stable. He was unacceptably hit in the side of the head by him moments before the match. He'd get his payback in the ring. Thought it was part of the show. It was bad judgment or work that went wrong. Raja is an MMA fighter, has no business being involved in an event like this. He suffered concussion from sparring only days ago and no business doing anything close to physical contact. As a father, I'm deeply concerned with health and well-being of Mr. Smith. Said I'm very upset this happened. My main concern for Mr. Smith will make a speedy recovery.
That's what you say there. I believe him. I completely believe Rampage.
So that's what I think happened. I think they said, hey, you're a guest at this. You're going to come do your celebrity thing, tackle him, and do some punches, do some MMA-style punches. He went nuts. Do I think he went nuts beyond the shadow of a doubt and should be in trouble for it? Yes. Do I think it has something to do with the concussions? Yes, I do.
Let me ask you, with the beer cam, was that supposed to happen in the ring and they were practicing it backstage?
No, I think they thought he thought they were cutting a promo.
Oh, okay.
I think he was like, hey, Tefka, because it was all filmed. So I think he was just doing content.
Right. Okay, yep.
And he's like, hey, and because he goes, you hear him say, oh, you're not going to sell it? saying that he should have went like, ah, you right. know, ah, you got me. I'll get you in the ring.
Yar.
Yeah, you son of a biscuit.
Got it.
But yeah, he's a fucking monster. And yeah, that's unacceptable. And that guy, I mean, he could have killed. I'm shocked he didn't kill him.
Yeah. I was watching that saying like,
what's
oh
the update
God.
On the guy's health, the wrestler?
Yeah, Shannon, can you get I heard he woke up.
Yeah, it says he's in stable condition.
Okay.
There have been times where people get interfere like that, and they get, you know, I've been at matches where somebody climbed in the ring. They don't stay long. They don't stay long at all. They right. fucking they get them good.
Yeah.
but there's other CTE kind of fucking upsets me. So I get very weirded out by it because it just takes one.
Yeah.
And then you could, like, so my buddy that trained me has it pretty bad. He had to retire because of it. He's playing softball with his daughter and just caught the lightest little throw, clocked him. He had to go inside for 5 days because he couldn't look at the sun.
Was that the first time he had one, or was it from before he had
one? It's from years ago when it was considered passe right. to complain yeah, yeah. that you had one.
Right.
Now, I think we know
yeah.
how horrible they are. But then there's also great wrestling moments where people really get their ass kicked, and I enjoy those quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever you've seen Great Antonio, right?
Yeah.
No idea what that is.
No.
Big fat guy in Japan. A big fat guy tried to fight basically the scariest guy in the history of Japan and tried to pretend like
Godzilla?
Buck up. Yes, more
okay.
or less.
Okay.
Tried to buck up on him. And he just goes, nah, and beats the shit out of him in front of everybody.
Yeah, I never, no, I don't know that one.
If Gino sees it, he's going to say it was probably because of the vaccine.
Yeah, 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 that'll do it.
Or Obama.
Yeah.
Could have been Obama.
I get scared. Have you guys ever seen somebody get knocked out in a street fight? It's fucking terrifying.
I see the videos. They're just out cold. And, you know, they hit the head, and that's how they usually die.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a curb or, yeah.
Yeah, I've been choked out twice high school wrestling, and then once knocked out, I got thrown into a wall in practice. And each time I'm missing time. The one choke, I was wrestling in states in sixth grade. I'm missing that day.
Wow.
So like you don't get over that.
I wouldn't miss a day like that at all.
You ever seen New Jack stab the guy in the ring?
No.
Shannon, New Jack stabs Outback Jack. So you guys you've heard of New Jack?
Yeah.
New Jack was a legit bounty hunter. And a drug dealer who also wrestled. He's dead now.
From the stabbing?
No, he died on his own.
Of his own volition.
This guy tried to shoot on him.
I'm telling you, dude. Well, that's believable. Killed Ricky Henderson.
Shannon, you got it?
Not yet. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out where to look for it on that I could see a real video of it.
No
happening.
Problem. Anyway, this guy New Jack came out with a shiv in his pocket, and the guy tried to double leg him, and he just starts stabbing him in the back.
What?
Yeah, in the ring.
Why?
Because he was a dangerous psychopath.
Oh, all right. Story checks out.
That's right, if you can't find it, Shannon. We'll
let me try this one, maybe. Is this the right one?
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, there's not enough people here to justify the stabbing to me.
What's he wearing?
It's like a one-piece camo thing.
Okay. And this is the guy with the knife?
Guess which one has the knife.
Yeah, the camo guy. Never mind.
He's being a little rough with him. And, yep, now they're just fighting.
Look at the ref.
Now he's going in his pocket. Once again, there's 15 people here.
Oh!
Oh.
Oh! God damn it. How big is the knife?
It's like a little shiv that was in his pocket. So he got arrested for this.
Should have.
And got out because he promised the guy he would train him. And then he skipped town the second he got out of jail.
Nice.
Well, it's like, yeah, I'll let you train me. It will be even Steven. He deserved to let the guy get away. That's so. Oh, you stabbed me, but you'll teach me how to. You'll teach me how to stab other people in wrestling rings.
No. All right, we'll end it on this, and thank you guys so much for your time.
Love it.
Now I legitimately can't remember if we've done this story already, but I saw the video, and I said, Shannon, I want to show it again. This is just some fun body cam footage of a lady getting arrested, and we'll end it on this. Shannon?
You have
That's
to.
Fun already.
You don't have a choice. You're under arrest. Have a seat in the car, please.
No, I'm not getting in that car.
You have to get in the car.
Why?
You're under arrest for driving under the influence. Get in the car. Okay?
I'm just not getting in the car.
You have to get in the car.
Come on. You got to get in the car.
Please have a seat in the
car. Man, this never would have happened pre-body cam.
Come on. Get in the car. Don't make this harder than it has to be. Go.
You don't have a choice. You're under arrest. Please have a seat in the car.
I'm sorry, but what in the test that we did just proves that
That could all be explained later, but you are under arrest, okay?
I'm not going to go under the arrest.
You don't have a seat in the car.
I'm not going in this car without knowing
you failed
what
the
I
test.
Did when I didn't fail no exam. Okay. I'm sorry.
Get into
25
car.
Years ago, was this girl would have already been getting a ride home from two empty bald police officers.
Yeah. Was it an English exam?
Okay, have a seat in the car.
Get in the car.
Shannon, I think we have done this. I don't care.
You're being told you are under arrest.
I also think
are the boobs coming out or not?
I am driving home to my family and I didn't do anything. So why are you accusing me?
We're not. You are under arrest. You have to get into the car.
Have a seat in the car.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
Yeah.
With your mouth.
Have a seat in the car.
All right, Shannon, we'll call it there. Thank you so much.
Look, that's a hot chick that always gets away.
Yeah. She's amazed.
At this point, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, I get everything I want from a man. A man will do anything for me. So why wouldn't you guys let me go? Look at my tits, and I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Can't believe that it's like,
she's
working.
She's short-circuiting.
Yeah. This isn't working.
She's glitching.
She literally is on, like, the second list. She's like, I never had to go to the second sentence of this. And she's like, I'm driving home. To my, I not fail. It's like you've got nothing left in the tank.
It's like when you watch.
Are you looking at my tits?
When you watch a really hot chick in a comedy show, and like 20 minutes in, they're like, no one's looked at me, or acknowledged them, and you watch them just do like a system reboot where they have to reconsider life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that was a hot chick. Thank you so much.
Way hot.
Thank you so much, my excellent guests, Jim Florentine, Gino Bisconte. And we got two more episodes this week. If you want that Friday episode, you got to subscribe. And we will catch you this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Zach Amico. Whoa.